Rav, it says that all the souls are extended from the soul of Adam HaRishon, because after he sinned with the tree of knowledge, his soul was divided into 600,000 souls. And what for Adam HaRishon was a single light, called the Garden of Eden, is divided into many parts. Excerpt number 2 from Baal HaSulam, letter 4, edited. All we lack is to collect those parts that have dropped from the soul of Adam HaRishon and join them into a single desire in which the Creator will be revealed permanently. Again, all we lack is to collect those parts that have dropped from the soul of Adam HaRishon and join them into a single desire in which the Creator will be revealed permanently. And, excerpt number 3 from, based on Rabash, article 8, Rabash, article 9, one should always sell the beams of his house. Each person has a spark of love of others, but the spark cannot ignite the light of love in each one. Hence, if they agree that by uniting they will connect all the sparks together, then a big flame will be formed out of them. Again, each person has a spark of love of others, but the spark cannot ignite the light of love in each one. Hence, if they agree that by uniting they will connect all the sparks together, then a big flame will be formed out of them.
Excerpt number 4 by Rabash, Ma'amar, Aseh Lecha Rav
Uknelecha. Excerpt number 4 by, according to Rabash, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend too. Those people who agreed to unite into a single group, to engage in love of friends, it is because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all of their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. Those people who agreed to unite understood that there isn't such a great distance between their views, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that
lesson. Yeah. Excerpt number 5, this is from Maor Vashemesh Vayechi. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one and asking for one purpose, to discover the Creator who is revealed in the 10. When there are more than 10, there is a greater revelation of the Creator. Thus, each one will help his friend to find the Creator and will annul himself before his friend and his friend before him. And when this is the assembly's intention, naturally the Creator draws himself closer to them and dwells
with them. Dads, I have no words.
Moving on to the excerpt number 6. This is according to Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend as one cannot ask for himself, because the Creator does not answer requests for oneself. But when asking for his friend, the Creator answers quickly. Therefore, if each one asks for his friend, then all of them are answered. This is the force of Arvut, where Arevim, guarantors, means that they each ask for his friend, and by this, they are all answered.
It's towards this connection.
Excerpt number 7, based on Rabash, letter 40. Through the wearing out of the hearts, we bring out warmth that causes love. This awakens joy and pleasure, because he discovers his friend's concern for him, and he can no longer care for himself, because he feels pleasure in that.
Number 8, according to Likutei Halachot, it is impossible to correct the soul of Adam Rishon except through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Therefore, in taking on the goal of correcting the soul of Adam HaRishon, we must integrate through Orvut. Integrate together, all is one. And precisely through Orvut, we reach unity. By this, we are incorporated in the Creator's desire, which is the purpose of